Fine, Baruch Hashem, Shem Hashem, and Tzana Seh. So Baruch Hashem, I'm really holding over here.
Bye, come on my base, the bottom, come on my base. So just to give an introduction, what we started yesterday. Introduction, yeah? Fine. So we said yesterday, we're learning now, help us make advice, right? First of all, we said yesterday, where does this Gemara come into our Tzachas Makos? We said, since Rashi told us, since we had Gemaras with Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Kahana asking on him, we bring a bunch of Gemaras now that we have Rabbi Yehuda said a statement or Kahana asked a question. Fine. Also, we spoke about yesterday that a little bit of Hilchos Mikvos. How does a mikveh work? The halacha by a mikveh is, right, that in order for a mikveh to be kosher, we need 40 saw of rainwater that wasn't drawn. Meaning we need 40 saw of water that came directly from Shemayim, directly from Hashem, pure, no one touched it, went straight into the pit. That's halacha. We need 40 sa. That's the rainwater. Now, the shaila is, let's say now, I put 20 sa, or let's say even 39 sa of rainwater, right? I put down 39 sa of rainwater, and then I added my own drawn water, which we said is a problem, right? I can't put drawn water. The halacha is like this. Once I put 40 sa, then I can add how much drawn water as I want. Right? What's the halacha? I need 40 sa of rainwater. I need 40 sa of rainwater. Right, but everybody's busy. Here. Again, what's the halacha? What's the halacha by mikvah? How many sa do I need rainwater?
40.
40 sa. Good. I need 40 sa of rainwater. Rabbi, if I have 39 sa of rainwater and I add a sa of water that's drawn water, what's the halacha? Possible, right? Once I have 40 sa of rainwater, then I can add as much as I want. I can add a million sa of other water. But until I get 30, until I have 40 full sa of rainwater, I can't put drawn water or messed up water, right? We said it's 40 sa is 500 liters. So each sa, do 500 divided by 40, you'll get how much each sa is. How do you figure it out? Take out your calculator.
How much what?
There's about 500 liters for
500 liters for 40 sa.
About 500 liters of 40 stuff.
340.6.
90
gallons.
What?
90 gallons for 340.6 liters.
Fine, that's a different sheet. We're going now. Fine, let's say it's 5. That's a different sheet. Fine. But whatever it is. The point is, that's a
12.5.
If it's 500? Yeah. If 40 stuff is 500 liters? Then it's, Avram says 12.5 liters in each sub. It's fine.
It's 960.
Not so much water. It's the amount of water to cover a person's body. Not so much 500.
The Gemara says by 3 hours.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's not get distracted. Let's try to stay up clean. Fine. How much 40 sub? Do homework. Look it up. Google it. How much is 40 sub?
Like 100-gallon fish tank. You know, fish tank, 100-gallon. Not a big gallon.
Right. I don't know. Now we're
doing good. So people can understand.
Yeah, fine. A big fish tank.
Big fish tank.
Imagine you have a fish.
What about a mikvah?
It's basically a bath.
No, it's much smaller than a mikvah. It's not a bar. A bath. A bath. A bathtub. A normal bathtub. The room is in a bathtub. A normal bathtub.
Mikvah for the kidding.
Fine.
They're usually forming that.
No, because it's usually connected to a bar. Something depends. Some place is very small.
It's connected by node.
Yeah, it's connected by fine. Fine. Anyways, you have 40 sa. So what's the halacha? So you need 40 sa first of rainwater. Now let's say I have first 39 sa of rainwater, right? And then I put in 3 lug of mayim she'uvim. 3 lug, let's say it's 3 liters, just to make everybody happy. Let's say I put in 3 liters of drawn water. What's the halacha?
That's awesome.
The whole mikvah is possible. The whole mikvah is possible. You first have that 40 sa. But if you put less than 3 lug, it's kosher. Now let's say I put 3 lug of wine. Let's say I add not possible water. A different thing, a different entity, which would not make or break my mikvah. Meaning, it's not going to be considered 40 lug. It's not going to be part of the mikvah. It's not going to not be part of the mikvah. Then the halacha is, you can put as much as you want until it changes the color of the mikvah. We don't care about amounts now. We don't have to bother. You can have 10 lug, right? So if, again, so let's say you put, let's say, a tiny quart of wine in a huge mikvah. It's not going to do anything to you. It's not going to change the color of your mikvah. Your mikvah is going to stay kosher. Fine. Now, in our Gemara, we have a question, we have a case where you had 3 lug of water, and you put in a little amount of wine, right? Now the case is, we had 3 lug of water on one hand, the other hand, these 3 lug look like wine, right? So how do we view this? Do we view this 3 lug right now as water, or do we view it as one? Right? If we're going to be, again, we have a case of three lug of water and a little tiny bit of wine. Let's say a quarter, they say over there, like a quarter of an ounce of wine. As the article says, like a quarter of cart is like a quarter of an ounce. Right? So you have three lug of water and a quarter of a ounce of wine, and it changed the color of the three lug. It changed the color of this body of water, these three lug. Now, do we view it as water or do we view it as wine? If you view it as water and you put it into my mikvah now, right, let's say I have a mikvah, 39 lug and 39 sa and 21 lug. You need a whole mikvah minus 3 lug. What's there, Yaakov? What do you say? 39 lug?
It'd be possible because you have so little wine in there, real wine, that it wouldn't change.
It depends if you go with Fima, or if you're going to go according to the actual amount.
So it depends. The Gemara's question is like this. In these three lug, we go look and say what it looks like, we say what it is. It is three lug of water, right? So you are adding water, puzzle water, to your mikvah on one end. The other end, it does look like wine. So maybe you should consider this whole three lug as wine.
But how could a quarter of an ounce of wine change the color of three lug? I mean, even
if you had the wine of the old days,
strong wine.
But even
that's the case.
Joseph gave you.
It was
wine.
Like
meets
peta, you know, the peta
we
get in everything.
It's very concentrated.
Even ink.
It's a syrup.
Well, yeah, it was very concentrated.
It was so concentrated that a quarter of an ounce would change the color.
That was the case. We're saying here it changes the color. This is a scenario.
Think of rosé wine.
If it changes the color,
wine,
what
do
you think? So that's then. Not changing the color of the whole mikvah, it's changing the color of the three lug. And then you took this three lug and you put it in the mikvah. That's our case.
Is it considered wine? I mean, when is wine diluted so much that
it's... And halacha, the bracha, you're not going to make of. If it's a third, if it's any less than a third, one part wine and two parts water, it already won't be a bracha, a break up, and for sure it was not wine. That's not the question. But we're here for this halacha, it's not halacha's brachas now, it's halacha's mikvahs. So halacha's mikvah, it's different. We go after how it looks. Because it has a look of wine, it doesn't look like water, even though you would make a shahakal if you would want to drink this. But for a mikvah, it's not the same halachas.
I mean, there used to be a time where you didn't make a kiddush on straight wine. You had to add wine.
This is the Gemara's kasha. That's all the Gemara's. We'll see the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara's going to ask me. That's the one. The Gemara's do look at the Mara. Or do you look at its water? Fine. So that's the Gemara's question. So this three look with a little wine. Do you go by the look, and it looks like wine. So that if you're adding wine to your mikvah, which you said doesn't make my mikvah possible, right? If you have a mikvah, not 49 son, you added wine, it just doesn't make it or break it.
You just have to add another sort of water.
You have to add another whatever I'm missing of water. But doesn't make my mikvah, doesn't break it. But if we look at it as if it's water, and we're talking about here where she'uvim was already drawn water, it's already in my bucket, right? So therefore it will mess my mikvah up. So that's the question over here. Do you view it as wine or water? So now let's see the Gemara inside. Four lines from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Huda Amara. Shloshet lugi mayim. We have three lug of water, right? Because again, we're dealing with a mikvah 39 sa and 21 lug. You're just missing three lug. So shloshet lugi mayim. You have three lug of water. Shenafal letochan, it fell into these three lug. Kortov shalyan, a little tiny amount of wine, a quarter of an ounce of wine. And what does the Gemara say? Umarehen, it looks kemarei hayayin. These three lug look like wine. That's the reality. The case is, it looks like wine. And now what happened, these three lug now, nafalu a mikvah, they fell into a mikvah, which was missing three lug, it was not, a mikvah missing 40 sub, didn't have 40 sub. So do you view it as wine, or like water? Kanu Rehu, this says, lo paslu, does not make my mikvah pasl. Meaning, I viewed it as, what I viewed
wine.
It as, wine, if it didn't make my mikvah pasl, it means I viewed it as wine. That's what Reb... That's Rabbi the Rabbi says. So let's see Rashi. That's Rabbi the Rabbi says. Let's see Rashi here. Eight lines for the bottom.
What's this chaser kortov
in the Rashi? Now we're not in chaser kortov. That's later. This case is not chaser kortov.
What? Rashi text. Just look at the words before that.
Rashi what?
Rashi text is the words before.
He said we're not cursed. He's saying that. Because next Gemara said it. You might.
There's no to go out matzkel.
He's just telling you don't be cursed. He's saying don't get confused. He's saying don't get confused. Our Gersa doesn't have a chaser kortov. It's like the next Gemara on the top of the next Amud is chaser kortov. Because that's the whole
pay
sugya
within.
Pay attention, realize, no, obviously there's a mistake in the print.
Obviously,
some printers.
So there's also chaser.
No, it's not.
There is not. There it is.
Some people over here put in chaser kortav and it's a mistake. Wow. Some printers thought, since over there is chaser kortav, probably over here also is chaser. If they made a mistake, they put in chaser kortav here. That's wrong. Our gears, oh, we have the right gears.
It's supposed to be different.
It's supposed to be different,
there's
yeah.
There's three full.
Nachon, here's three
here's
full.
Three full.
So that's where I said Chazak Kortav Logasi review without Gareth and review the later. The Gemara later we're going to be good. Good, good, Rabbi. It's good. It's good. Rashi says Chazak Kortav Logasi. In this Gemara, it's obviously Rashi when he says Logasi, it means certain Gemaras had that text. Well, anyway, our Gemara didn't have it, so it's not good. But let's see Rashi Lopaslu. Why Rashi says okay? What's Rabbi Huda's whole shita? Zil, you go fatar after Chazuta the way it looks, the appearance. Chazuta means the appearance. That's his whole shita. I don't care about that there's three lug of water in reality over here. I look at how it looks, right? And I don't care that there's three lug of water here in reality. I go by the appearance. I said in this case, the appearance is wine, therefore, it's not going to mess up my mikvah. Good? Chazuta is chazi. Chazu is tesi. No, basar is after. You go, you look after, you go after the chazuta. You go after the way, the appearance, and not after the water. Even though there's three lug, we don't care. It looks like wine. Good. Now, this Rashi has a few different parts to it. That's first of all. First of all, that's the sheet. Now, Rashi teaches us the next halacha, like we spoke out of it, that we need to know. The yain and wine in a posel ta mikvah. Wine does not pasal a mikvah, like we said earlier. Even though there's no 40 sa yet, wine does not make the mikvah pasal. That's another thing you have to know. Like, right? Like you said, it's ready. It's a famous mission of advice. Us don't know advice. Rashi, I'm just saying. Fun. That's the next step, Rashi says. Now, why? Now, why does wine not pass on mikvah? Wine is also drawn, right? Wine is not straight from Shemayim. So why is wine, she'uvim, drawn wine, any different than drawn water, right? The same way, if you, I have a mikvah, not 40 sa yet, and drawn water messes my mikvah up, right? So why doesn't wine mess me up? Right? Rashi is trying to explain this, what's the difference? These are the rules. There's a water messing me up, and wine doesn't mess me up, right? Rashi wants to know, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the whole problem with the water? It was drawn. So wine is also not straight from its rest. It's also drawn. So he says what? He says, V'yayin ena poselta, oh sorry, psul mikveh b'mayim she'uvim. The whole reason that a mikveh becomes puzzled with water which was drawn, that's only midrabanan. That whole halacha that you can't use mayim she'uvim is midrabanan. Right? This halacha that you can't first catch the water in a bucket and then pour it into your, right, mikveh. You can't turn on this faucet, turn on your hose and fill up the mikvah, that's the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan will only go there when? Only in a case of water, or drawn water, right? They said you have to have drawn, the water can't be drawn. But by wine, they would have a geyser. Since wine, anyway, is not going to make or break your mikvah, it's not adding to your mikvah, we don't care. If it's water, they usually make a mikvah of water, the Chazal say we don't let it be. Drawn has to be straight from Shemayim. Good? By wine, they don't make such a geyser. They don't, they never, it's drawn. I mean, if it's a din deraisa, if it's a lacha deraisa, has to be straight 40 saw of rainwater, right? So then what's the difference if you add
so
it?
Somebody dips in a swimming pool.
One second, let's just get this thing straight. It goes to, if you're going to have 40 saw, if the whole halacha is deraisa, then you can't have she'uvim. So who cares what is she'uvim? I don't care if you draw water, you draw wine. It has to be straight from Shemayim. So this is derabbanan, therefore it's okay.
Somebody dips in a mikvah, Chavim dips in a mikvah.
In a pool.
Yeah.
And
yeah. He eats truma.
Right.
Pool after he's at the pool and he eats truma after he dips. Yeah.
Right.
So he's not over on the rice, he's over on the non.
Depends why he's
what do you mean?
Let's say he's tummy.
And like he went to a kosher
mikvah?
Depends
to
on the tumma, no? If the tumma is the rice, so he's gotta be in the rice.
Yeah, he's saying he's not in the rice. Yeah, it's not good.
He's in the
derabana.
Do you hear what I'm saying? No.
It's not gonna be most cases, it's not
is
good.
Is he over only over on the non?
No.
It's about a
mikvah. Oh, you're saying that. I'm saying.
Because, but the rice of the mikvah is kosher. So is he over only on the Rabbanan, and therefore he wouldn't get mafah, or they wouldn't get, he wouldn't be over on
first of all, you get mafah. If you go against the Rabbanan, also you get mafah.
Okay, fine.
Is it the rice?
You didn't get one.
Fine, you wouldn't get, you wouldn't, pashas, if you did everything with the rice, you only, no, you only get it's the Rabbanan.
Interesting.
Why are we saying that drawn water isn't too much mine? It's like just like rainwater. It's basically like dipping in a lake. All the water comes from an underground spring. It comes from rain. It comes from.
First of all, spring is not a kosher. Spring, a regular spring, is not a kosher mikvah. by the way.
No, because you're
people see where the
water. The halacha, I didn't mean rain one. It's higher, right? I didn't mean a rain one. I meant just it's straight for shemayim. It was never drawn. Once you draw it into a keli, into a utensil, you make this pasta. That's
how. How do you get the rainwater into the mikveh in the first place?
They open the mikveh. It's a chute. Every mikveh has a chute. Yeah. There's like an opening. Every mikveh.
They have pipes that are not as kibble.
Right.
It passes through, which is not considered.
And the thing that's not halachically considered a pipe.
A gutter.
And like a gutter, a little line of mikveh opening. And it just goes. It comes straight down.
Anyway.
A lot of mikveh has a big opening. And then
they
go straight into the pit, go straight down, and they close it. Meaning in the wintertime, a lot of it because leave it open, they close it when things
start. They have 40 in it, then
you shut it.
So the second you put it into a cleave, it becomes no longer straight from Shemayim.
In the mikvah.
Lifting it off.
In your mikvah, meaning your mikvah, it couldn't have been in a cleave before the mikvah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yes, before the mikvah.
You can't bring mikvah from somewhere else, transport it.
If you already have 40 sah in it, plus 40 sah, and you add it after that, then it's okay.
No, but
it has to be a shocking. You can't transform a mikvah water. It's not such thing.
But once it's already in a, if you collected 40 sere in a kli, stick it in a truck and take it to a new mikvah.
Then what? There's
no
such
thing.
Fine, let's try to stay away.
Snow, you can.
Fine, we're not learning mikvahs now. Fine, let's stay on topic. Fine. Now,
freeze the kli stuff.
I'm just wondering how you get to
the
place where there's not a friend.
There has to be some place you can't have a mikvah.
They don't have
a. Unless you do a spring.
Or
that you can do my shulman.
Not
for a man, it's not for a lady. For a lady, you want to know a man's
going
to
be.
For a man, you can turn the sink on technically. You don't want to.
Today is only three things that you have to make for that third device: gearim, and mikveh for women, and kelim.
Achon, that's what we need the rest for. We need for Caleb, but Caleb is a problem. Meaning, a men's mikvah is not good for Caleb. That's a different issue that has to be known. But it's like
unless it was built.
Okay, but a lot of men's mikvahs aren't. They're not checked. They're not kept up with the rice. It's not so much with the rice. A lot of men.
Most of them are not.
Most of them are not kept up. They're not careful with all the halachas. Yeah, all the folders on. It's a lot of problems.
Fine.
If they meant to write, it would be fine anyway. What
would be fine? Okay, but you can't use halachatchila. You want to be the yevet. Not good. The rabbanan don't let a lady go to mikvah that's not good with the rabbanan. You can't do the rabbanan. She's still in need. I'm saying it's not going to help you. I thought it wouldn't be cars to rice, so you can't do it, fine. Yep. Anyways, getting back to over here. Okay, so this Rashi happens to be a chiddush that Rashi is saying now. This Rashi says the whole halacha of Mayim She'ubu is the Rabbanah. It's not so simple. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi holds that it seems like from this Rashi that it's Mayim She'ubu is only a problem with the Rabbanah. Now it happens to be the Rashi somewhere else in. Here's the other Rashi, bring that over here. Someone else that says that what Rashi is referring to over here is only in our case. When Rashi says Shu'uvim is the Rabbanan, he's talking about when you already have a lot of it, when you like you added, you had a lot of rainwater already, and you added a little bit Shu'uvim, and then you want to add more rainwater from the root spot. There, that's only with the Rabbanan, right? But to have a mikvah of mostly Mayim Shu'uvim, Rashi agrees that Rashi says, well, of course, that's not good with the Raisa. This that Rashi says here, drawn water. The issue of drawn water is only with the Rabbanan. This specifically in our case. In our case, where you already have 39 sah of good water, right? You added a little bit of Shu'uvim, there Rashi says it's the Rabbanan, right? But Rashi says somewhere else that, of course, if most of it is Shu'uvim, that's a problem with the Raisa. See, Rashi holds, with the Raisa, you need it to be mostly Shu'uvim, right?
Mostly
rainwater.
Not
Shu'uvim. Not drawn. The Rabbanan come and say, no, you need it to be all non-drawn water.
Right.
So when Rashi is saying over here that this whole issue is on that of our case that is drawn, the issues here at the Rabbanan, it's only referring to because it's only a little bit of the water. But of course, Rashi would agree that in a case where most of the water is going to be Shu'uvim there, it's not even good with the rice.
So what's the explanation of those
who hold that it is the rice?
It's like they hold that you can have in the liquids.
Oh, so... So he's saying, if you're going to hold that is the Raisa, so then what's the Shita? I don't know. I was just focusing on Rashi. I saw they were talking Rashi. I don't know how it works. I mean, Rashi specifically has to make sure we know here. No, for sure it's good Arsuvim. Even if Rashi is saying, by the way, Rashi is just dealing with even the last three loops. Saying, if you hold that, some Shitas hold the opposite. Some Shitas hold that there's two Shitas. Either you hold that with the Raisa, you need it to be, you don't care at all if anything Shuvim with the Raisa. Nothing has to be rainwater. Once you hold nothing with the rice has to be rainwater, right? So anyway, then for sure it's going to be it's a shem. But even according to Rashi, that he holds some of it has to be that the issue of some of it being drawn is only with Rabbanan. Fine. For them, for sure, it's not a problem. They hold the whole thing could be the whole thing could be drawn. That whole thing is only with the rabbi. Fine. So again, so Rashi is going to explain to us what our sugi is talking about. Meaning, how could our sugi have a whole question? If it's water, then it's a problem. If it looks like wine, it's not a problem. How could that be? Because the whole issue is the issue of the rabbanan. So rabbanan are saying if it's water, they say then it is a problem. If it's wine, they say it's not a problem. Because if it's water, then they don't like it. If it's wine, it doesn't make or break your mikvah, it's not a problem. Good, fuck. Let's see the Gemara further.
Because the pasuk never says anything about.
No, everybody.
Mix or wine? Or you learn from that because it didn't say anything?
No, about I think because he's only, it's not making or breaking your mikvah. Meaning, if I have already almost 40 sub, right? Why should other waters really break whatever I have until now?
Because the concept is something show, not what the content
yeah,
is.
But let's say I add afterwards the rest of it. Meaning, why is it messing me up? I had 39
why
rain.
Why shouldn't it mess you up?
Because who would the Torah say if that 40 came first? I'll have altogether. I'll have 40 rainwater with a little bit wine mixed in, a little bit punch, a little bit.
You say the same about wine.
Not the other rabbanim. Okay, the rabbanim say we don't like it because maybe you're gonna leave your mikvah like this. Rabbanim don't like you adding other waters. They don't like me getting involved with puzzle waters because the guy's gonna come to the mikvah and say, "Oh, beautiful, I see the bar is 40, so let me jump in, right?" But really, it's he doesn't realize it's missing. If you see wine, the guy stopped, you come to the thing, things all red, like, I see it's exactly 40 sun. I see it looks like a bottle of wine in here. I'm not going to, it's not kosher, right? In a case where the guy sees 40 sun of water here, he doesn't know that some guy turned the sink on, turned on the thing, turned on the faucet, and added another three. So I'm about to say, you have to have 40 straight. The first 40 sun, and if you turn on your thing before 40 sun, you mess up your helmet, but drain your helmet. Now, that's what we're saying, what are we about here? Right, we're saying here, you don't have 40 sa yet, and you add your own water, they mess up your mikvah. So Rabbanan don't want going with this, it's not a kosher mikvah. Fine. Let's see the Gemara again. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Amar Behuda, Amar Rab. Shloshet Lugin Mayim. If you have three lug of water, Shnafala Tochan fell into them, Kartof Shalyah. So you already have three lug of water, which is enough to mess up your mikvah. Right? Three lug of water, Shulvin, which is drawn, that occurred with a tiny amount of wine drifting. It looks like wine. But Nafu a mikvah, fill into a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa. It does not mess your mikvah up because you go after the look. He holds you go after how it looks, so therefore it's not going to mess up your mikvah. That's what the Gemara says. Good, that's really good. Now comes Rav Kahan. Maskal Rav Kahan, Rav Kahan asks the question. What's the difference between this case of wine and the case of paint that came off your water, that came off your hands after you painted? You had a painter, and he washed his hands, and now you have murky water. You had a painter, after he's finished painting, he washed his hands. So now you have what the Gemara calls paint water. Yeah, that's where paint water comes from. That we learned in the Mishnah, it's not. Rav Yossi says, Meitzeva, if you have, in a case, obviously, three lug of Meitzeva, of paint water, meaning water the guy washed his hands after he painted. Posklin et ha-mikvah, it will make the mikvah puzzle. Bishloshet lugin, it will make the mikvah puzzle with three lugin.
That's what it is.
Maitseva is painter water that you washed your hands after you painted.
Does it die in the water?
It's not, maybe that's Maitseva. How do I know? I'll tell you, I thought, I have it over here, that's what they say over here. That's what these smart people over here say. So that's what we need. No, I'm saying this Gemara, they said it pshat. That's it, and you wonder where it comes from? It's Gemara. That's the McVeys that talks about it. I'm saying that's the pshat over there. Yes, fine. That's the pshat in McVeys. Fine, I don't see the case. That's the case. That's what they say it means.
That's not the pshat.
Meaning, this is what they say from McVeys. That's this other way here. It says, Meitzeva from McVeys, Parag Zion, Mishnah Gimel. Look over there. So I'm sure that's what Meitzeva is.
I'm just curious.
Fine, I don't know. That's what they say, really smart. They knew the Mishnah is McVeys. Fine. So again, so what's the difference? Meaning, what would Yehuda saying in this case? In this case, is it water or is it wine? What do you go by? The look or if it's three liter water? What would Yehuda say? What would Yehuda say? Rabbi Ram, what would Yehuda say in our case? Our case, what would Yehuda say?
Appearance.
You look by the appearance. What does the Mishnah over here McVeys say? What does it say? It messes up your mikvah. What does that mean? It messes up your mikvah. What does that mean?
Means you pass it out the whole thing, you have to pour it all out.
So you're looking at the appearance, or you're looking at the fact that I have three liters of water?
So it's not looking at the appearance. So it's a steer.
It says the steer, it's where you're looking. Yeah, so we're looking over there, we're saying, we're looking at the three liters of water. We're focusing on the water aspect. We're not looking at the appearance of anything.
Maskev is a
question.
Of a sphere.
No, Maskev is not a sphere. Maskev is a question. So let's show you a question.
Challenge. It's a refute.
Challenge. Good.
It doesn't apply a sphere. That's what you said.
Fine.
So also sphere. I mean, in this case, is this sphere? I mean, he said one case, the wine look. It looks like wine, and because it's porcelain. In one case, it looks like paint.
Right.
It has painted tin, and there's
possible. Fine. Let's go. When you have two Bryces that contradict each other, we say
that's
it's a
theorem. Here it's not a
theorem. When Rob made a statement, we're asking him that you're wrong. We're fighting.
We have a Tana that says against you.
Yeah.
So you don't have a source. You're contradicting a Tana, so it's not a theorem.
So the question is really on Rabbi Huda. On Rav, it's funny, because on Rav himself, it's not a problem, because Rav could argue on Tana.
Right.
The question is, we're like doubting Rabbi Huda a little bit if Rav really says such a thing. Because we don't like to make that Rav argues on other Tanaim, even though we can. It's not like a problem, but we're fighting. We're like not sure about Rabbi Huda. We say maybe Rabbi Huda, you heard wrong, maybe because we have a missionary like not like you. Good. Fine. So practicing Mara, what do we see in that Mishnah? We see we consider it water, and we don't look at the appearance. Good.
Yep.
That's where it's kasha. Mara answers, it's not a problem. Amar le Rava. Rava says it's different. Hasam over there. Maya the tzivimik. People call it painted water. That's what people call it. People, what? Oh, so it has a shape of water. Huff over here by the wine, Hamra Maziga Mikri, people call it diluted wine. So what's the difference?
Which one does it go after?
Oh, so what's the difference? Al Shaila is very good. Because the point of what we were saying earlier, the whole thing over here is a Gzira Drabana. Why can I put three lugan of water? It's a Gzira Drabana. So Rabana is saying like this. If people call this thing wine, even though it's three look, if everyone calls it wine, right, then I'm not worried people are going to confuse this with water. Everyone knows this wine. I don't care if it's shu'ur. It doesn't mess up my mikvah, right? So that's what Yehuda said. In the case where you pour a little bit of wine into this thing, everyone calls it wine. So no one's going to confuse it. No one's going to jump into this thing. Everyone sees this wine here, mix it in the mikvah. No one's going to jump into this mikvah, right? But in the case of this paint water, guys, what's it called? It's called paint water. A, it's water. So maybe I can use this for a mikvah. I come to a mikvah. I see it has almost fully regular water, a little painted water. I realize
no, he's calling it water paint.
Water paint.
He's calling it water paint.
Fun water paint.
The other way it's called wine water, and this way it's called water paint.
Yeah, but he says, no, he says not called water over there, but it's not called Ziegler. It's diluted wine. You didn't say the word water. Diluted wine.
But they didn't mention water.
It doesn't even mention
water. No one calls it right.
Change the whole name, it's not. It's got the property of wine.
So therefore, what? So if it's so, it's very geschmack, because we're saying the whole thing here is it's a drabana.
Right.
So if it's a case where people call it paint water, they call it
water paint.
So they'll water paint, so they'll think that it's good for a mikvah.
Because if you call it paint water, it's implying that there's more paint to it, and then it wouldn't possibly wouldn't bust the mikvah.
Fine, now, fine.
The water has to bust the mikvah.
Fine, call it
has
water.
To be considered water.
Fine, water paint.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
if you couldn't consider a paint, you're just going to put the three gleam of paint inside of it. That's the whole thing, why they're saying the Lush and how like this. If you put it in, like paint,
well, I said,
the pulse of the mikvah.
I said, the Gemara is saying better. The Gemara is saying strong. The Gemara is saying diluted wine. You don't use the word water at all, and here you use water. You're saying even better that it shouldn't be, or be fine. Water paint, because saying paint would be much better.
It was 100% fine. Water. So it wouldn't pass, right?
Water pass. No, very good. Fine. Here.
Same thing
good.
With diluting wine. It wouldn't pass.
Yeah, it wouldn't pass. It's so the Gemara is saying like this. In the case of Yehuda, where it's one where people call it.
Paint. That's what I'm saying. Water paint, not paint water.
Got it.
It's fine. Good. So if we're saying, so what's the Gemara's tarot? So what's the Gemara saying? It's not a kasher Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's scenario was a case where it was diluted wine. So everyone knows it's wine. Chacham would say, I don't have to be geyser that you can't put this into a mikvah. It's not going to mess up your mikvah. Well, the case is paint, water paint, where everyone called it water paint, people could think it's a kosher mikvah. They're about to say, if you put this in your mikvah before you have 40, look, the whole thing is disqualified. So kind of the Mishnah Mikvah is not a question, on Rabbi Yehuda. Good.
Look, that's what it is.
Mai
tzva, water paint.
Good.
Mai tzva mikri. It's not tzva mai. It's not painted water.
Fun.
It's mai tzva. But the translation, just so you know, is painted water. In English, of course, it's going to be painted, but it's not right.
That.
It's not, but that's not the point.
I know you're saying.
Yeah.
But in English, it would be painted water. You do the reverse.
Fine. Now, let's see the Gemara's next question. Well, so Gemara says, for that mission of Mikvah, is not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, fine. No, that mission is not a question of Rabbi Yehuda. But I do have a Braisa that's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. Back to Gemara, Vahatani Reb Chiyah, we have a Reb Chiyah from a Braisa. Right? Tani is like a Braisa, but Tani Reb Chiyah. Reb Chiyah taught him a Braisa, Hayridu es ha-mikvah, takes down. Hayridu is like Yara, it does take down the mikvah. And Rashi tells us, what's Rav Chiya's case? Our case, the same exact case as Ahlasi Rashi, meaning from the Gemara, we don't know what the case is. Rashi, in our same exact case, in the case of Rav Yehuda, the same exact case, identical case, he says it does take down the mikvah. Let's see Rashi. But Tanya Rav Chiya, the same exact our case, the same exact case. Shloshes lugin mayim, three lug of water, shenafal atechon kartav yayin, fell into it a kartav, the small amount, quarter of an ounce of wine. Umar ehen kamayin, it looks like wine. Venafal mikvah, it fell into the mikvah. What did Rav Chiya say? Rav Chiya says, haridu, you take down the mikvah. Meaning, what do you mean you take it down, Rashi? What do you take it down? You take it down mehichshera, you take it down for the status of being kosher. Lepasal, tepasal, so you took it down. So this is a direct head-on theory. This is a direct head-on theory, you could say over here, or a question on Rabbi Huda. We have here Brisa directly going against you, and a question on Rabbi Huda. So now we have a direct hit against you, the same exact case. And over here, what does it mean? If the Brisa said we take down the mikvah, meaning the Brisa is viewing this as wine or water, what's the Brisa viewing it as?
Brisa is looking at water.
As water. So we're saying this exact case is we're viewing it as water. So it's a theory to Rabbi Huda. We don't look at the look. We look at it as water. Since it's three look water, we look at it as water. That's the question. Gemara said it's not a problem. This is a machlokes tanaim. It's not a problem. It's a machlokes tanaim. I'm a Rava like Kasha. Rava comes again. And Rava says, not a question. Yeah, Rava, it's good. Rava says, not a question. Why not? Ha Rav Yechana Menuhi. Ha Ravana. Let's see who is who. Let's see Rashi. Ha Rav Yechana Menuhi.
Yes.
That's good. Fine. So let's see who's going like who. So let's see Rashi. How Rabbi Yechon Anui? Rav is like Rabbi Yechon Anui. Rav, Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rav that we view it as wine. That's like Rabbi Yechon Anui. Good. The us that what? The us will baser chazus. Whole sheet is you go baser the look. We don't care if there's three lugan of water here. You go baser the look, and the look is it looks like wine. So therefore, the mikvah is still kosher. Right, and then Mar said, "Ha Rabban, the brisa is going to be like the Rabbanan." Now, where do we have such a machlokes? It's not because we learned in the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara back in the Gemara. The time we learned the Mishnah. Our case, not our case. This is not our case. First, the Mishnah starts with a different case. What's the case over here? Shloishes lugin mayin. We have three lug of water. Chaser karta. Over here, it's not three lug plus a karta. Not like our case. It's three lug minus a karta. Right, three lug minus a karta. Everything missing a karta, which means if you have what's that lacha? How much water makes a mikvah pasul?
Three lug.
Only three lug, right? But three lug missing a karta, and the other karta is water.
Right.
Or other karta is wine. It wouldn't make my mikvah pasul.
Right.
Because it's you don't have three lug
of water.
You don't have three lug of water, right? Or let's say three lug missing a karta of water plus a karta of milk. It's not gonna make my mikvah pasul once I don't have
three lug of water.
Oh, fine, we'll see. The pasha is right, I don't have it. It's a little more complicated. Right, it's a little more complicated.
Milk is one of the...
It might look like water. Fine, we'll see. Fine, let's see.
Milk is one of the beverages that makes it like water.
No, wine also is, because wine also is. Because yayin, shi, yaj, chada, wine also. Not because of that, stop.
Yeah.
We're going to see, because it doesn't, because it'll look. Because it'll look, because it doesn't make, you know, fine, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see the mission, let's see the mission. It's not a shleshet lug of mayim, we're going to the top of the dal. You have three lug of water, chaser karta. So it's three lug minus a karta. Shenafal atarechon karta of yayin. Now fell into them a karta of wine. A karta of wine fell into this three lugin minus a karta.
Oh, like 2.99.
2.99 of water and 0.1 of wine fell in. Umar. Yeah?
It's at 0.01.
0.01, fine. 0.01.
That's three lugin and a karta.
What?
Three
lugin minus a karta. Three lugin minus a karta. Right, so well, you say
we gotta get used to it.
Yeah, you gotta get used to it. Three lugin minus a karta. Three lugin minus a karta, and you add a karta one. Umar e kamaria, now it looks like wine, very strong wine. The nafalu la mikvah, fell into the mikvah. La paslu, like everyone said, why is the mikvah not pasul? Oh, there's no three lugin mayan. The mikvah is not pasul, because there's no three lugin mayan. You ever go real, it makes sense to you?
Mm.
Oh, we have a scummer.
It's interesting, you could ask this theory on this. You could say it just looks stronger now.
No, it's for both reasons. Over here, it's for both reasons.
No, but you can say it looks stronger now.
But it
four
looks
was
stronger.
3 plus 1.
We don't care. If it looks stronger, it's a bigger reason why. It doesn't pass because it looks like wine.
Ah.
It's better. It's for two reasons. Really, in this case, it's for two reasons. It's not a problem. First of all, because it looks like wine.
Right.
And second of all, because you don't have three lug of water. Now, in the first case, Rabbi Yosef really here, there's two reasons. if it looks like wine,
the reasons for what?
Why this mikvah is not possible.
Right.
Because it looks like wine. So first
of
all,
on top of that, it's not
three. So in this case, it's two reasons. We have two reasons why it's not going to pass mikvah. Good. Yeah, we're going to be
stronger.
It's stronger. Yeah, fine. Good.
But you can't use that to compare to this fully.
Fine. Not fine.
See, there's a difference.
Good. Now, what's the next case? The chain also gimel lugan mayim chaser karta. Three lugan mayim missing a karta. Shenafal teretz karta chala. A karta of milk fell in. But here umayir kamayir mayim. But here it still looks like water. Because milk and water still looks like water. A little a tiny drop of milk falls into water. It just gets diluted. It still looks like water, right? So over here, why? Over here, v'nafal mikvah lo paslu. So over here, why is it not pasul? If you ask, why is it not pasul over here? It's missing because not. Lamaisa, you don't have three quarts of water, right? In the first case, it looked like wine. So you have two reasons. Here, it's just one reason. Here, Abraham, why in the second case? Why in the second case is it not a problem? You don't have three lugan. Fine. Now, how about case, right? The first is also one. Fine. That's what the Tanakhama says. Tanakhama is going by amounts. The reason why it's not a problem is because you don't have three lugan. But according to the Tanakhama, the Rabban, in this first sheet, let's say it would be our case. Let's say I would have three lugan plus a little bit of wine, plus a little bit of water. What would be the halacha then? Then it would be pasul. He was very specific in telling us this case is it's only not pasul because it's three lugan minus a quarta plus wine, right? So the whole reason was you didn't have three lugan. Let's say you would have our case, which we were speaking about. Let's say you would have three lug of water. Three lug of water. And then add a quarta of wine. What would he hold? Then it is pasul. He was specific in saying his case was it was missing a quarta, right? So that means the minute you have a case where there is a quarta, he'll hold this pasul, right? Not like us, which would be more like the Rabbanan, who argued on Rab. But come Rabbi Yechon Manuri, Rabbi Yechon Manuri says, no. Hakol hoylech achar hamare. Everything goes by the look. Which means, even if you have three lug of water, but it looks like wine, then it's not going to be possible.
Right.
Which is like our Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Right? Again, so the first sheet that says here is very, very specific in saying.
And the rest of milk. Which is
the rest. So milk is going to be a little different. So milk,
if
a little more.
After the
so if it's still going to be possible. Because by milk, if you look, where we've been saying what Rashi speaks out, by milk, if you have three lug and a little bit of milk, right? His little sheet is you go after the look.
Less than three lug and a little bit of milk.
It's always
going to be possible. It did look like milk.
Even if it didn't look like our case, it didn't look like milk.
Yeah, it didn't look like milk. But it did look like milk.
Fine, don't make. We don't want to go there because I know if we don't. No, you're right. What are you proud of? But our case in this price, it was the case is that it didn't look. It looked like
that
water.
It looks like yeah, water.
Right.
That's now that it looks
right.
Like water, it goes after the look,
and therefore
it's water,
and therefore
it's
good. They're
talking about
tefillah. Yeah, something
like exactly.
Yeah,
talking
about
tefillah.
Right. One quart of wine, three lug of water, and one quart of wine.
Right,
yeah.
Even though it's 2.9 and a drop.
Even though it's less than three lug.
What? Even though?
Even
so
though it's less than three
or more, lugan. Either way. Or even if it's more than three lug.
No, but the Chiddush, even though there's less than three lug, you don't know about three lug in the water yet.
Oh, that's
because
also true.
Looks
right,
like
fun, that's fun. That's also coming out of
the water. With the water combined, he's saying
right,
end,
yes, right. Rashi says it does.
And they still hold
yeah.
That it's still water.
According to Riyak HaMadur, yes, that's what Rashi says. Rashi adds that in also. Yes, see, Rashi says also it would combine. It's all water now, so therefore it's also possible. Because of the chumrah on the other end, right? So the case of coming out, he's being machmor like all along, he's coming out of chumrah. So again, what's our Gemara saying? Again, we had a contradiction. We had a contradiction, a question between Rabbi Huda and between the Bryce, right? In the case of three lugan and you add a little bit of wine. Yehuda saying, we view this as wine, and therefore your mikvah is not possible. Good? The Bryce says, no, we're going to view this as water, and therefore your mikvah is possible, right? So he's saying, it's not a problem. This is a machlokes between two tanaim. This is a machlokes between tanaim. Do you go after the look? Do you go after what there is? Since there is three look of water, it may mess up the mix. Why is it? That's the machlokes in this price. That is the whole argument in this price. Tanakama holds the mikvah was only not messed up when you had three lugan minus a korta, and then you had a korta. Which means you never had three lug of water. So that's why the mikvah didn't get messed
up. Tanakama is holding by size all night.
Right, it doesn't care about the look.
Right.
The minute you're going to have three look, Tanakhama is going to say your mikveh is possible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be like the Rabbana, that's going to be like that price. But Rabbi Yechon and Nuri doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yechon and Nuri says what? What does Rabbi Yechon and Nuri hold in Rukh Aviyah? Everything goes after what?
Demara,
which is like who's like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbana? Like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab or like the Rabbana? Like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab. Good. Because that's not a question. Good? That's one that's. Let's see the Rashi for this.
Hadoi Paskin.
Hadoi Paskin. Usually like the Rabbanim.
Right.
Actually, hold by.
See, there's an aleph over there.
Is a yud for the other one? Yeah, but which case are you in? You reviewed this two cases. So it's funny. It sounds like we hold like
right.
That three lugan of water with the kurta that you go after the look. It's Rabbi Yechav and Uri and Rabbi, because it's Rabbi Yechav and Uri against the Tanakhama. I don't know how to move from. Well, you know, fine. Next time you have a question, you'll ask your. Next time you have a question, you'll ask your Rabbi. Or Old Dog's Rabbi. You go to the mikvah and have a thing of wine mixed in, ask your Rabbi. But it looks like we passed like a leader of a rabbi.
Have it on Purim. The whole thing.
Yeah, guys.
Fall in with your wine bottle.
Walk into the bar.
Because I don't know what happens.
In fact, you have to get the key to the room with the bar.
You held enough cup and you're sure it was a quinto or no?
Right, exactly. And that's your how many.
The bottle of wine.
Was it 40 say that you fell into or not? You fell into a puddle and you're not sure.
Yeah, so then, you'll look up the Gemara also and you'll look at
the puddle was ridiculous.
It's raining and you fell into a big puddle.
Fine. Let's try to see the Rashi. Maybe let's try to start the Rashi. Yep. Fine, so let's see Rashi. So Rashi says the top Rashi, Chasar Korta. Garcina and Hacha Beresha Ubisei. We said over here, Chasar Korta, over here Rashi said you do learn it in the Resha and the Seifa. Meaning, we're in the case of wine, and in the case of milk, over here we do say Chasar Korta. Fine. So what do we say here? If you have a mikvah with three lugan of mayim missing a Korta, we said, life possible, it doesn't make the mikvah possible. Yeah, Rav Ram, make a list. Rav Ram, a little lower. So, look at the Y. Lebeslu. Mishum Y. The Chasru Karta. Because we're missing a Karta. Like everyone said, you don't have three lug of water. That's what Rashi says. We don't have three lug of water. We're missing a Karta. Therefore, it's going to make the mikvah. The mikvah is not possible. Aval, however, I have a Meikar. If originally there would have been Shleshes Lukin, Shleimim. Right, if there would have been three full lugin of water, the nafal atayicha, and it would have fell into them. Karto yayin, umar ein kamayin, it would look like wine. This sheet would hold psalu. This sheet would hold, but it's possible like the rabbanim. So therefore, v'had etani Reb Chiya, this Reb Chiya told us, haridu es hamikva, that you mix, you take down the mikvah and the mikvah becomes possible. Ki haytana sirle, Reb Chiya holds like the rabbi, like this tana. Reb Chiya holds like the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, and the Braisa, right? The Chiya who told us that you view it, you don't look at it to look, you go after the water, he holds like this time. Right, now what was the next case we said? You have three lugan minus a quart of milk, and then the milk fell in, it looked like, well, loy paslu, time of the Seifa, the reason for the Seifa Nami also, mishom the chaser quart of haven, because it was missing a quart of, right? Was missing a karta? The Gabiyai and Nami. Oh, so that's Rashi, that's the Pshat. Now Rashi is just saying that technically speaking, the Braisa could have put this all in one case. The case of the water, the case of milk, we could have said it all in one case. The Gabiyai and Nami have a Matsi Lamisti, we could have told him, Ki Hai Gab, Bereisha. And the Sinu Bukhada, we could have learned it as one case. Bukhada Babe, in one scenario. Hachi like this, Shloishas Lugan Mayim. You have three Lugan of water. Karta, which is missing a karta, she enough ala taychan karta of yain, which fell into a karta of yain. Oh, chala, and he wants to combine it in both cases in one. Bein shemar ein kamar yain, whether it looks like water, bein shemar ein kamar yain, whether it looks like wine, lot pasalu does not make the mikvah possible. That's what we could have said. So why do we split them up? Not because you might get confused because it's different halachas. Saying no, eloki urcha the milsek tanu. We just said the normal way. Shehayayin, shehu adam, wine, which is red. Usually they will turn the water over from their color. Avalachal of the milk, in dark, alavach, maran, it's not the dark to change the color. He's saying, technically speaking, you could add a case where the milk, Raja was saying, technically speaking, you could add a case where the wine didn't change the color,
right?
Or the milk did change the color. Meaning, why did Mar specifically say a case where the wine changed the color and the milk didn't? So it didn't make a difference. You could have said it both ways. It wouldn't bother us, right? You could have said, if the wine changes the color, then it was kosher.
No.
If it didn't, if it still looks like water, it could still be. But you're saying there's no difference. We're just giving the normal scenarios. Usually wine would change the color and milk would not change the color. Both times is not possible.
Okay, as long as it's right. As long as it's missing, less than three lugim, then it's not possible.
You have to know both, because we're each one's teaching you a kiddush.
It's just a normal case, he's saying. So he's not saying it's a chiddush, because according to the Tanakhama, even though, it comes out like this, according to him, even though you have three lugim minus a kortav, and this kortav of milk would dilute into the water, it would become water, so he holds it doesn't make the mikvah possible.
But if you don't have the case of the milk, then you wouldn't have known the reason for the wine.
But you could have thought it would have thought because it's wine. Because of the color. Fine, I'm saying it fine. But it sounds like you wouldn't know. It sounds like for the mission from Rashi's question, you would have understood that's the scenario. I'm saying, I don't have the whole mission of the whole brights in front of me. It sounds like you would have understood the scenario without the summary. Fine, anyways.
Yeah, I was told, until this, I was holding that wine doesn't dilute. That's what this is what the movement said. If you don't have this case, and you look at just the previous case, maybe you're going to think that wine just doesn't dilute. It's always going to be called wine. Wine's diluted.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Just based on what we had before, it seemed as though you put a drop of wine into the three lugim and it's still called wine, and therefore you would just that the wine doesn't dilute.
It's diluted. It's not called water yet. I mean, it's
no, but I'm saying it doesn't ever assume the status of water.
That's machloekas. I mean, that's not true. The Tanakhama holds not like that. Tanakhama holds that it would assume the water. It's just the way it was re-looked. That's what comes out. Tanakhama holds it would be turned look like water. So here, there's no three looks, so it's not a problem. Fine. Let's try to see this next Rashi. Now, what was Rabbi's Shita? What was Rabbi Yechon of Anui's Shita? What was Rabbi Yechon of Anui's Shita? Hakol halach achar amara. Everything goes after the way it looks. Therefore, what? The guy by yayin, by the wine. A few have a mekarish lezgum. So even if originally you had three full look of water, shlame, three full look, kimin demar ein kemarian, since it looks like wine now, lefas lu, the mikvah does not become puzzle, because we view it as wine, so it doesn't become puzzle. And therefore, Rav kavasei sfira, Rav holds like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, and that's why Rav told us that was Rav's case, with three lugan of wine, three lugan of water, a little bit of wine, the mikvah is not puzzle. Fine. Now, Rashi throws in what would be the halacha by milk according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It would kind of, since everything goes after, even though everything goes after the look, and it looks like water, but got it.
Looks like yayin.
In the case of milk, we're going to the case of milk. In the case of milk, af al gab me karufas or kortav hat. Even though originally it was missing a kortav, the milk ends up being mashma and filling it, since it looks like water now. And according to Rabbi Yechon, you go after the look. I don't care what there is. The other sheet, the hell, you look at what there is. Rabbi Yechon said, I don't care what there is here. Right? So, even if you had less than three lug of water now, but with the milk it adds and it looks like, the whole thing looks like water, it'll also mess your mikvah. So, kind of like this. Rabbi Yechon Anuri is coming out that he's, on one way he's being macher, one way he's being mikvah. Meaning, in the case, we have three lug of water, right? And a little bit of wine. Right. Since it looks like wine, your mikvah
is kosher.
Since it looks like wine, even though I had three lug of water already, it looks like it's still kosher. Mm-hmm. Good, fine. The other sheet held no. Since it's three lug of water, the first sheet held your mikvah is possible. Good. Now, kind of the opposite also. According to the opposite.
In the milk.
In the case of milk, according to the first sheet, I have milk now. I have three lug of minus a quart of milk. Of water plus a little bit of milk. So the first sheet held, what do you hold? Since it looks like water, so since the mice said there's no three lugan of water, he's going with what there is. Therefore, it's still kosher, right? Because he goes by what there is. Yochanan says, one second, I go by the look. So right now, this extra kortav got diluted into the water, and so right now the look is like three lugan of water.
Right.
Therefore, your mikvah gets pasul. So kind of going after the look, one time you're lenient and one time you're strict. In the case of wine, it comes out the mikvah is not possible. In the case of the milk, it comes out your mikvah is possible because I'm going after the
look.
Nachon, because he's going with the look.
If it looks like wine, and if it looks like water, then it's going to make it like water, then it's going to possible. If it looks like wine, it's going to be
the kosher. I've got the Shulchan Aruch in the back. It goes between the two. Shulchan Aruch says you need a minimum of three lugim, right? I.e. against the Shita of Yochanan ben Nuri. That at the end, that even if you got there. You want to pass it in order to pass on.
He's talking about milk or wine over there.
He's talking about you need a minimum of three lugim of pure water.
Good.
And an appearance change. And he's holding one of each. He's holding in the middle.
You need both sheets.
You need both sheets. Just organize holding. If you haven't got three looking at drawn water, then you can't pass on the paper. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
And we hold by the sheet that you go by the appearance change in order to determine what
you do. Wait, that's the Shokanora.
Yeah,
he's not explaining where the door is.
Yeah, he's not saying
it. I'm just telling you about
Is it the mark point in the both sides?
He's going,
No, we end up being. No, coming out with really being lenient, because until you have your mikvah is not possible until you have three full lugan and you. I mean, he took a makra that way, but it comes out, it's going to come out, you're right, it's makra in one way, but it will come and of a leniency, and that a mikvah won't become possible.
Right.
Unless you're very. I mean, you're giving makra in the criteria to make your mikvah possible. Once it comes out, in order to pass your mikvah, you'll need three lugan plus a thing, five bar
Hashem. Plus color change.
Plus a color change. So it starts at tomorrow's sugi. You'll get probably tomorrow to go with the sugi before you start.
Why would you need three lugan plus a color change? If you just take the three lugan of drawn water and with of regular water without a color change, just regular water would pass it. What do you need a color change?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
need
what you were saying.
Of water into a liquid, it's very possible.
Anyway,
you might
see. Three
lugan, four is less.
Or 2.9 with the color change.
Fun. That's a
maybe that would.
Fine, thank you. So tomorrow we try to continue to tomorrow.
Unless you question. Yeah, go do it.